We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Now. Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Kiefer.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. Exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Kiefer, just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Disguised in a bull costume onesie.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well, Dale's a noon 30. I mean,
and
summer,
we had to bring that back.
Kiefer Madness, Dale, this is the song of the summer.
We had to bring that?
Yeah, song of the summer. We may play this every day
what?
Until the summer is up. This is...
We're not playing it next week.
We might. Well. Oh, yeah. Well, it's up to Sean. This is the
Wait
area...
Wait a minute, it is?
Area 51 was a big topic, and we will get to it as we continue here
okay.
for Week in Review. We're storming Area 51. But before that, Dale, we okay. on Monday... Bridget was in with us producing with Shime. She was also producing the Red Sox game, which went till forever in the morning.
The wee hours
of
the morning.
And so we were talking about, well, why didn't you just stay over? And then turns out, I think we all learned something about
yeah.
the building here.
Aaron, do you know that Bridget was producing the Red Sox game last night?
Yeah, so she got to bed about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah. Got home at 2:30 this morning.
Oh, got home at 2:30.
Did you ever think about just staying here?
There's rats here sometimes. So
what? We have rats?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, we have rats?
Oh, I stop.
All right. All right, the show's
stop.
Over.
Wait a minute.
My very first shift in this new building, I automatic started my car, and a big rat ran out from under my car and right at me.
A rat
ran at you?
We have attack rats?
First day here. It was traumatizing.
I don't know about that.
Just to clear this up, Bridget, we haven't actually seen them in the building,
no.
though, right?
Not in the building.
Oh, okay, out there.
I've seen them like three times outside.
Wait,
in the parking lot.
Three times now? What?
Yeah.
So, Dale, let me ask you, if on your first day at a job...
Might be my last day.
Wouldn't it be? Like, would you not have a second day? If a rat ran at you...
I shouldn't say that, because I have seen rats where I work.
Oh, my God. Where? Oh, the garden.
At the old garden.
I was going to say...
Now,
fact,
by the way...
A chapter on your book
still,
about it.
I have
yeah.
still seen mice... In the garden, in this garden.
Yeah.
I haven't seen rats. I have seen mice.
You want to know how big of a heart I have? I have had to kill several mice in my life.
Did you use a machete?
I did not use a machete.
Darn.
I've used a wiffle ball bat. I've used a 25-pound dumbbell. I have used like whatever I could get my hands on because I lived in a basement apartment for a while. So every once in a while, those little critters would get in there.
Yeah.
I also killed them with traps.
With fire.
And I feel terrible every time I burned them to death. I drowned a couple, suffocated one. One I just tortured for weeks. But no, I feel bad about doing that. Like I could never be like a hunter.
It doesn't sound like you do feel that. Bad about
no, I
it.
Did. I had to get them out of the house because, as it turns out, they can cause havoc. In fact, I had to get my AC fixed because one of those little critters crawled into the central air unit last week and chewed up one of the wires.
It's one of the hard parts about being an adult when you have to
so
deal with when you have to deal with a mouse in the house or
mouse in the house.
We came home one time from Maine and caught up in the netting around my wife's garden.
Yeah.
Was this 6 foot? Snake.
Oh, 6 foot?
Six
Are
foot.
You kidding?
I
would have been dead.
And
I would have
so
died.
I called the animal control officer
yeah.
in our town, and he said, hey, you got to just kill it. I mean.
How did you kill it? Did you kill it?
I did.
How?
But, you know, this was the thing when you were a kid. You'd say, oh, my dad will take care of this. I don't get that
How
option
did you,
now.
In a bizarre turn of events, Dale wrapped himself around the snake.
No.
No.
I killed it with a shovel.
Oh.
I cut its head off with a shovel.
Doesn't it grow two heads then?
Well,
or is that a,
no.
is that an old wives' tale?
That's no. what they call a hydra.
Ooh, a hydra. Thank you, Shime. So they're all snakes are not hydras? Is
a,
what you're saying?
Well, what was
so
I
you murdered
do?
A 6-foot snake?
In my, I mean, now
I can't even talking about it scares me.
Is that worse than running into the mouse that you're killing with your 25 pound dumbbell?
Mouse, mouse, rats, those things, they don't scare me. The snake scares me.
And when you're an adult, you have to deal with this stuff.
I know you do.
You have to take care of it yourself.
I know.
Or we'll just send Bridget out.
That's true. We could do that. She didn't say she didn't kill the rat. So maybe we'll get a follow-up story next time we talk to her. Once an hour, I do the trending here on WEEI, and I like to think I do a pretty good job at that.
I would say very good.
Award-winning.
Trending now brought to you by Lennox. Make a smart choice about your own home comfort. We have up to $1,600 in rebates on a new Lennox home comfort system. Call Climate Zone at 866-891-7203. Let me read that again.
Hold on.
I'm an idiot.
866- For our English-speaking friends.
891-7203 today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. My God. Public license number. This is a read and a half. Public license number 3316C.
Do you need a public license too?
Can you read this? Sean, you got to read this for me next time.
I bounce back though. The next one.
No, let's be honest. The wheels, you could feel the wheels coming off the wagon early
on. Tough momentum, I thought.
There was a little bit of a hiccup, a hesitation in there.
And when there's one, there's many more to follow. Oh. That's usually how it goes.
And by the way, any of us who have ever spoken in front of a microphone have had it happen.
It's tough.
It radio or TV, and you can't get out of it.
See if you can explain what we were talking about here.
This was right on par.
This was his idea. He went
right on par.
Yeah, I got an idea. I mean, that's what I thought it would sound like.
Right on par.
Yeah, I got an idea.
Well, like we said, some people are beer guys, some people are weed guys, some people are a combination of the two, but...
Yeah, I got an idea. Could have been that.
All right, fair enough. So a big topic of conversation this week was my my glass of water that I have in studio.
Well, this is my water glass.
It was your coffee glass.
Yeah, it wears many hats. It's a versatile glass.
You know how you said you hadn't washed it?
In like months.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's very cloudy. Maybe that's the water. I don't know. Yeah, it's not. It probably could use a scrub, but it's not going to happen. I've noticed there's a ring forming at the bottom, which is concerning. I don't know what that's made out of. I just noticed that. It's stained.
I brought it back today. I was using it today.
I was going to say, it made a return today. It's no cleaner. You have not yet given it a scrub.
No, the best way to describe the glass is...
It's cloudy.
Gray. It's gray. I do a coffee water.
You just slop some stuff in it and start sipping.
That's all it is. Dale,
but no straw, I might point out.
No straw.
No.
Safe for the environment.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks.
You're welcome, Tom Brady. Doing my part. So we talked a lot on Tuesday about the Facebook group. Over 1 million people, and their plan is in September, they're going to storm Area 51 for a couple of specific reasons.
The mission appears to be, quote, "see them aliens," a reference to the fact that many believe Area 51 to be a secret alien holding site. Newsweek reports the event presents the idea of people around the globe invading the site on September 20th via a Naruto run.
I like
that's still one of
see
my
them aliens.
Things. See them aliens. That is what they're there to
we
do.
We all have tip goals.
We do.
Be, quote, "see them aliens."
And then, as Shyam later demonstrated,
via a Naruto run.
The Naruto run, of course, is head out,
which, as
arms
it turns
back,
out, didn't he mispronounce that or something?
He did, yes. Shyam, the correct pronunciation?
The correct pronunciation is Naruto.
Well, there you go.
Naruto run. And then that, of course, led to Tara Louise with the Song of the Summer. Oh, uh-huh. And maybe the unofficial theme song for Dale O'Keefe as well.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on,
listen,
government.
Listen.
We just
want to
see
the aliens.
Come on.
Open up 51.
Stop bobbing
your head.
Open up 51 and let us in. We just want to see them. We just want to see them. No.
So what are you trying to hide?
Ooh, good question.
Watch out now, we're bringing in. We just want to see the aliens.
Aliens.
Let's be honest. The only reason we played it was not because you bob your head and like to sing along.
I love the song.
It's got to do with Shime's incredibly poor taste in music.
No.
I have a fantastic taste in music.
How dare you?
I mean, he likes all that syrupy pop crap.
This came back by public demand, mind you.
Keith's demand.
That was one guy anyway, but that's right.
One guy on Twitter said he wants to hear it on the loop.
Now, that was from the Madness on Tuesday, and there was so much good stuff, we had to cut some of it for time, Dale. They have to do that. You see that in film all the time. So we're going to bring a couple of things that we missed. That would be, there was a kid dressed as Boba Fett from the Star Wars films.
Isn't it Boba Fett?
Bubba Fett.
Just gasping.
Whatever it may be.
Asking for a friend.
He's excited about this upcoming raid.
Coming Area 51, now that's a real cause. That's where all us humans should be coming together. Let's put aside our differences. Blacks, whites, gays, straights, politics, none of that matters. What truly matters is getting to Area 51, busting through the and clapping some alien That's what I stand for, and that's what I want you to stand for.
That's what I stand for. So,
yes, he's
got the Boba Fett thing on.
So he sort of kind of
Yeah, he's got
like
the mask on a little bit. He's a bounty hunter. What do you want from him? Also, Robert Frank weighed in. He's a bodybuilder.
What did he dress as?
Just a bodybuilder.
Oh, okay.
It's been brought to my attention that over 1 million nosy-ass virgins who don't even flip sign a petition to storm Area 51 to, quote, see them aliens instead of storming their local gym to see them motherfucking games. They'd rather break the law and try to trespass instead of getting jacked and tan so they could get some Now do you know what you're thinking? Relax, Robert Frank. It's only a joke. But you know damn well there'll be a handful of geeks who never beat showing up with their Fortnite t-shirts and selfie stick trying to make history. A Martian. I'm trying to get shredded like a Spartan. Ricky Martin. Swallows the goal. Signs the prize. It's game to clap, motherfucker. Let's go.
So he's ready. So you got him on your side.
I was trying to figure out exactly if he was trying to be Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage,
Ultimate Warrior.
I mean, it was like a melange.
All wrapped up into one.
Personalities there. Oh, stop it.
That's gonna be the sound when they go in there and storm it. This was from the baseball broadcast last night. Joe Castiglione had a question for. I think it was an open ended question to both Lou Maloney and to Dale Arnold.
Who's the slowest runner you ever saw?
Boy, I tell you,
Glenn Ordway.
Asking Lou because, you know, Lou is the major league athlete.
Right.
But I did have to insert that I'm guessing.
It's got to be one of the Molinas, right? Like Benji Molina. He was slow as molasses.
They were talking about several guys who were glacially slow.
How much would you chip in, and this money could all go to charity, to see Glenn Ordway, Naruto run for 40 yards?
All of it.
How much are you going to take?
All of it.
Just to get an open field, 40 yards, nobody in his way.
I want to do it just in the hall
he'd hurt himself. I don't trust him in here. But somewhere else. I get him outside. We could even get a crowd there.
Can you get those little arms back
Everybody chucking a couple of bucks. It all goes to the Jimmy Fund, and there he goes, just flying around like an airplane.
Banging into Christian Fourier down at the end of the hall.
I think it'd be pretty good. All right, the last thing we'll leave you with is a question about NFL team names.
My favorite was there was a commercial for Monday Night Football, I think it was, on ESPN, and a woman looks to a man. She says, well, if they're the Cleveland Browns, why are their uniforms orange? And he goes, it's complicated. doesn't make any sense either.
It's a last name.
Well, but
the Brown family.
But then why not double down and make the uniforms brown? Because why is it orange?
Because it looks like poop.
Why is it? Well, you also named yourself the Browns. The Jets could be the Johnsons.
Whoa.
It'd be pretty good. You know, the New York Johnsons? Here come the New York Johnsons.
You're just hoping they do
nice
that.
Team. Be the, I'd get the and hat,
especially
I'd get the shirt.
The Woody Johnsons.
Very mature outfit we have here.
I'll show myself out. We have no pride.
Yeah, no, that's it. So there you go. There's the week in review.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We get back to the calls with you guys in just a couple of minutes. And by the way, Rich,
yes.
You buried the lead here.
Did I?
You promised
top 10
tips for dealing with the heat.
How to beat the heat.
That's coming up as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Yeah, I got an idea.
Right on par.
Bring it, bitch.
It probably could use a scrub, but it's not going to happen.
See them aliens via a Naruto run.
The Woody Johnsons.
Oh,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.